This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Our very special guest on Bent Notes tonight is gender transcendent diva, cabaret artiste, jazz singer and community activist. Welcome to Bent Notes, Mama Alto.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Let's start by unpacking who you are.
Well,
and my first question is gender transcendent.
Yeah. So, you know, when people talk about trans people and gender diverse people and gender non-binary people, it's often conflated with the ideas of cross-dressing or with that kind of playing at gender rather than an authentic experience of gender. And connected to that, we often get called gender benders, in the way that a cross-dresser or someone who's just going to a party for fun bends gender. And I thought to myself, no, and also because I'm a big fan of rhyming slogans, I thought, no, I'm not a gender bender. I am a gender transcender. It's an experience of transness and of gender diversity that is beyond traditional understandings of gender. Not bending them, but transcending them. I'm hoping one day to do lots of posters that I can carry at rallies. Gender transcender, not gender bender.
I like that. That's wonderful. Because the word transcendent in itself is such a powerful word.
It is, yeah. And it relates to that inherent power, beauty and dignity that us trans and gender diverse people have. You know, and Western society by and large tries to hide or bury that power from us so that we're not aware of it. So to reclaim it in that way, through language, but then also through music and what I do with music, is a very powerful and important thing to me, which also goes back to not just identity and music and storytelling, but to community building.
And community activism.
Yeah. So I fell into that first purely through wanting to sing to people, to communicate through jazz, in the way that some of the great jazz singers of history have done. And sometimes it's a matter of being very explicit in the content and the storytelling and the songs that you're choosing to say that we are all human, that I am worthy and equal just as you are. But sometimes it has to do just with the identity of the singer. So people like Billie Holiday, people like Nina Simone, people like Ella Fitzgerald, just by being who they were on stage, reaching out to people through song, are able to change society and to change people's views. And, you know, like, say, as a little example, Ella Fitzgerald was not often vocally political in the material she chose to sing. But through her collaboration with Marilyn Monroe to get booked at the Macambo for a non-segregated audience, suddenly the music, the draw of the music, the fact that music was something that connected people, starts to be used as a means of social change, as a way to promote equality and diversity. And so I think, you know, in 21st century Australia, sadly, along lines of gender and sexuality and culture and race, it still becomes apparent that once you have a platform as a singer, as a jazz musician, as a diva, as a cabaret performer, these issues go hand in hand with that. And if you have that platform, it comes as a kind of responsibility, but also a privilege that you get to connect with people across those prejudices, across those political ideas, and start to spread that equality and that love and that humanity.
Isn't it amazing that music can do that?
Yes.
To get out there and grab someone's attention.
I don't know if it's still... At one point, it was the sting or the theme grab that you guys used on Bent Notes. Nina Simone, I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
That's still our theme.
Exactly the kind of power that we're talking about that jazz has always had. And sometimes it's on the surface and explicit, but sometimes it's very subtle and reaches the audience kind of at a heart-to-heart level instead of a mind-to-mind cerebral place. And through that way, music has such a beautiful power.
Great power indeed. Do you view yourself as varying the way in which you use your music from that subtle mode to the non-so-subtle?
You kind of... You read the audience in a way, and you can feel the vibe in the room. And as jazz musicians, it's very easy to feel and respond to the vibe in the room in a way that if you were performing in a play or a classical recital, you often can't do that same thing. But because jazz is so pragmatic and fluid and responsive to the other musicians in the room, you can add in the audience or the listeners as just another participant in that musical dialogue. It's something so wonderful about being a jazz musician, about using jazz material. You pick up the vibe and the responses from the audience. And in the same way that performing with other jazz musicians is a conversation that evolves and changes according to the vibe, the feeling, the ideas that each musician is feeling in the live moment, in the extemporaneous moment, you can just add the audience as another participant in that conversation. And so that's not only orally with the direction the music is taking, but also the atmosphere in the room about what stories you're telling, about which communities you're addressing directly, or about who you're telling off, you know? And so you pick up on the vibes to the audience and can change it. Sometimes you plan it in advance. You say, oh, I know that the ticket buyers or the subscribers for this venue or this festival have certain, just a certain pattern of behaving or listening. And sometimes you do it live in the room as you feel the vibe on the day.
And it's amazing to watch performers as you watch them and you listen to the and feel the audience yourself. You can see them feeding off
that.
And if the audience is non-committal, you get that from the performer, but when that audience is really into the artist, the artist just blossoms and it's an amazing experience.
Or sometimes I think there are ways, especially with some of the singers that we've had recently had the pleasure to have in Melbourne, that if the audience is a more restrained or quiet or kind of what we would call the symphony orchestra subscriber audience who, because they've grown up, some people in that world, thinking that it's polite to be silent, you know, and during the performance, instead of responding and clapping during it, they wait until the very end and then they respond at the end of the night. But we've seen recently in Melbourne, at the jazz festivals, Melbourne jazz festivals, people like Dee Bridgewater and people like Diane Reeves, who in their performances can grab those audiences and bring them along for the journey. And they don't really have a choice but to become involved because it's enthusiasm, it's infectious, it's spirited.
Very infectious indeed. Our very special guest here on Bent Notes tonight is gender transcendent diva, cabaret artiste, jazz singer and community activist, Mama Alto. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
On Joy 94.9, you are listening to Bent Notes, where our very special guest is gender transcendent diva, cabaret artiste, jazz singer and community activist, Mama Alto. Now, Mama, you have recently been doing some recording, something that you've not done a lot of in the past.
Yes.
And I believe it's because you're intending to release an album.
Yes. So
I should say.
Yes. Well, you have to get that critical mass of support before you can do something like this, I think. But Miss Chief, my amazing pianist.
She's superb.
She's wonderful. And she has a beautiful jazz pedigree that connects back to Steve Settergreen and Monique DiMatina and Bob Settergreen. And in fact, to Marysville, where she first learnt from a wonderful musician called Martin. And there's a statue of him at the Sculpture Garden. And so she and I went to a wonderful, entirely analogue vinyl recording studio out in Campbell's Creek in country Victoria with Alex Bennett, who is this kind of polymath who collects vintage recording and production equipment, restores it and is able to use it. So we used a tape recording machine, a 3¼-inch tape recording machine used to replicate the Nat King Cole albums at Capitol Records. And we used a microphone. It's the large RCA ribbon microphone.
A traditional view, yes.
The kind used by Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday, and the exact same kind of jazz music that we're aiming to be making. It was a wonderful process, and it's going to be released at some point in the near future on vinyl, CD, and online.
Oh, looking forward to that.
But it's the material that we've been doing for the last 6 years, and it's, in the way that we will do our own interpretations, both of jazz standards from the kind of classic American songbook, but also newer standards from soul or pop, but done in our lyrical jazz way. So in the way that great singers from the past would use the material that was contemporary to themselves and render it in an improvised and new way, we're doing that to some more modern music, like the recording we listened to tonight of Songbird, which is a Christine McVie classic, rendered into this... we were going for a kind of Sarah Vaughan meets Carmen McRae meets Nina Simone kind of vibe there.
And a very nice vibe coming
out
of that.
Thank you. But it's that material that we're bringing to Marysville Jazz and Blues Weekend.
Oh, wonderful. Next weekend is important because it's the third annual Marysville Jazz and Blues Festival.
Yes.
A little township that was devastated back, was it 2009, I think it was?
Yes.
And
the Black Saturday bushfires.
Exactly. They have built themselves up since that time.
Yes.
You've been at both the first and the second festival.
Yes. It's one of my favourite festivals because... the way that, and you know, I've been at festivals all around Australia and around the world of different kinds, theatre, cabaret, jazz, all different festivals. But Marysville remains one of my favourites because a festival should be not just about the music, but about the community. And the way in which, well, and you know, they won an Australia Day award for the kind of community building, for the kind of joy, for the kind of connections that the festival forms amongst people. And also, I'm so proud of the Jazz and Blues Weekend and the committee and the musicians for the way in which this festival has played a role in revitalizing the tourism economy in Marysville.
It has been great to see the people at both the festivals to date lining the streets for the street parade and filling the venues, whether it be the community centre where you performed last year.
Yes.
Which is where you called me up on stage. I knew I shouldn't have gone out to the toilet at the start of the show.
Yes. I called you up on, we like to do a bit of, that's our Bessie Smith number. And she was big on harassing the audience, Bessie Smith. And so because it made sure that she had as much fun as they were having, I think.
Well, I thought I was going to get away with just sitting down towards the back of the room. So this year, you're actually doing two things at the festival.
Yes.
Doing a workshop.
So in the way that I just talked about our recording process, where we build up, Miss Chief, my amazing pianist, and myself, build up our interpretations so that we do a unique styling and interpretation of each song. That is what we will be discussing with workshop participants, how to put your idiosyncratic stamp and bring your own lived experiences and storytelling and your own musical influences into a classic song that might have been around for 100 or 70 or 50 years. And the song has had a whole life before you. How do you look at and analyze and appreciate and respect the life a song has had before you while simultaneously putting your own stamp, mixing it up a little bit and doing it your own way? We're going to go through our whole process from start to finish of how we look at, deconstruct and then build up a song into our own version.
You're performing a little later in the afternoon.
Yes.
At, what's it, 4 o'clock, I think it is.
Yes, 4 till 5:30.
So you're doing the workshop in the community centre Lakeview room.
Yes, and in the morning.
In the morning,
then we'll
10 o'clock.
Dash off to the street parade, which is one of everyone's favourite parts of Marysville Jazz and Blues.
Just a thrill to see
it's this wonderful New Orleans-style street parade.
It is. And about 4 o'clock, you're at the Vibe Conference Centre.
Yes, in the Vibe Conference Centre, in the huge Vibe Hotel, which is almost in the centre of town.
Very much so, yes.
And they turn the conference centre, which is the ground floor, into this fabulous jazz supper club with chairs and tables, a stage, piano. we'll be doing our show there. What's always great about Marysville, the very first year in 2015 that we did Marysville, we had done our Melbourne Recital Centre concert earlier that year. So we took that program that the subscribers of Melbourne Recital Centre got to hear, and we bring it out to Marysville. We bring it out to one of the most beautiful regional festivals in Victoria. And then similarly, last year, we had toured all around Victoria and Australia with Finucane and Smith. And then we brought those songs to Marysville. And so this year, we've done our huge National Theatre St Kilda show in September. Exquisite. And we get to bring that program to Marysville. And there's something very special about taking these songs that we've done on these big tours and these big venues and taking them into an intimate space where we get to see every single smile and we get to meet eyes with every single audience member in the room and share in their energy and their joy and their community and their, and the whole weekend is like that. It brings it right back to that human element of the music.
It's a weekend of jazz and blues up close.
Yes.
Because that's what the venues are. They're up close venues. You can get to actually see the facial expressions, the eye expressions of each and every performer.
Well, sometimes I sit on people, as you know.
Yeah,
I do. That was you. I always try to pick someone I know so that I don't give them too much of a fright. But it's up close. It's up close and personal, and it's about community. And what else, you know, you were saying in the first segment of our interview, that now my biography's been adjusted to add community activist, and it's about storytelling and music to build communities and uplift people. And this festival is one of the best examples of that I've experienced in the world.
It was lovely to be up there the last couple of years and to meet just a few of the community and just see how much enthusiasm and warmth there is to this festival.
Well, of course, that's how we ended up performing at this festival. Miss Chief's parents are a part of that community. They live just outside of Marysville. It's very much people power in action. And that, I think, is one of not only one of the best things about jazz and blues is that it is people power made real, but also one of my favourite things about Victoria and the communities that we have in regional Victoria, that's people power and that beautiful humanity. And whether it's in our joy or in our sorrows, we come together and create beautiful music like this.
Very much
literally
so.
And figuratively.
Yes.
We come together and create beautiful music. Yeah.
The third annual Marysville Jazz and Blues Weekend is on next weekend, 20th to the 22nd of October. Commences Friday night, finishes on Sunday afternoon, late Sunday afternoon. Mama Alto, a workshop on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock and in the afternoon at the Vibe Community Centre at 4 o'clock.
And I should mention, with the fact that it runs across the 3 days, it's also possible if you're coming along, you can get a weekend pass or a day pass and see everything on each day.
Certainly can.
Everything's within walking distance. You just experience the whole thing, you know, grab a festival pass and pick and mix a bit of everything.
So the entire program for the weekend, it's not just Mama Alto. There's a whole range. I think it's about 33, 34 different performers for the weekend. It's available at marysvillejazzandblues.com. And if you want more information about Mama Alto herself, check out mamaalto.com. Mama, thank you so much for coming into Joy Today.
As we like to say, we'll see you for the vibes in the Ville.
I love that. We will do that indeed. Our very special guest has been gender transcendent diva, cabaret artiste, jazz singer and community activist, performing at next week's Marysville Jazz and Blues Festival, Mama Alto. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.